ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। वेरी गुड इवनिंग, वेलकम टू दिस स्पेशल गैदरिंग, स्पेशल सोल्स। द थ्री टाइम ओम शांति reminds us of Dadi's words, who am I, who I belong to, what I am becoming. When we become Brahmins, Baba gives us the aim. What is our aim and object? So Baba gives the image of Lakshmi Narayan, which is the image of perfection. So Baba also reminds us in Sakar Murlis many times, always keep this picture of Lakshmi Narayan with you and keep looking at them every now and then so that you have the intoxication, what we call Narayani Nasha, intoxication of becoming deity. So the more we remind ourselves what I am today, what I was, what I am, and what I will be, it becomes easy to go through that journey. Of course, we don't become a deity, the perfect form of human being. In Hindi, we describe as the highest human being, Purushottam. Overnight, we have to go through different stages. From being a Brahmin, we become angel, and from angel, we become a deity. So the combined form of Lakshmi Narayan is shown in the form of Vishnu. Vishnu is the combined form of Lakshmi Narayan, and that is why Vishnu is always shown with four arms, two of Lakshmi and two of Narayan. In fact, that is the image of our perfection. When Baba says Madhya Jibav, that means remember the middle one, Brahma Vishnu Shankar. So Vishnu is the middle one, your image of perfection. So this evening we are going to look at how we are going to honor our form, our stage of perfection while being in this Brahmin life. So I would say that we are not Shudras, we are not deities yet. We are in the transition. We are in the transition of becoming an angel from being a Brahmin. So my feeling is, first of all, I need to honor my angelic form. I need to feel myself being in the form of an angel. And Baba has described it very beautifully. How do I feel myself being an angel in this human form? So the one of the definition is we are human in form but godly in nature. When we bring in the sanskaras of God into our life while being in this human life, we can become not human beings but extraordinary human beings. Human beings but godly in nature. And so our degree in this Brahmin life is being an angel, which means full and complete. Before I invoke my perfect form, I need to experience myself being full and complete. All three things go together: full, complete and perfect. And there is just a fine line between three stages. So in this Brahmin life, so let us first of all invoke our angelic form that is calling out all of us from the subtle region. You know, I remember when Brahma Baba was in Sakar, in the beginning, Dadi Gulzar used to go in trance, and she saw Brahma Baba sitting in front of her, but she saw another Brahma in the subtle region. And she was a bit confused, and she came back and asked Baba, because during those days, the word avyakt, angel, were not so much used. So when she asked Brahma Baba, Baba said, go and ask him who he is. So when she went back to trance second time, and when she saw this angelic form, which was more beautiful, more bright, you know, more pure comparing to this, that is when it was explained clearly, this is Prajapita Brahma, effort maker form. And when his effort is complete, at the end of his effort making life, he attains this angelic stage. This is the avyakt form of the same vyakt Brahma, Sakar Brahma. So it was clear from then onwards that just as Brahma Baba had his angelic form, avyakt form in the subtle region, all of us who have become Brahmins, we also have our avyakt form, angelic form in the subtle region. So before I become perfect, I need to invoke my angelic form, bring that angelic form so close to me that this effort maker form merges into it. And that is what happened on the 18th of January 1969. Until then, Brahma Baba was in percentage of attaining karmatit stage or angelic stage. But on that moment, that was the final moment when the effort maker form merged into avyakt form. And this corporeal form ceased to exist. And so now avyakt Bab Dada is awaiting in the subtle region. So to be with Baba, I need to also invoke my angelic form. I should honor. You know, in fact, Baba says your angelic form is waiting for you to adopt that costume. And in order to experience myself being in that form of angel, I need to first of all go beyond the elements of matter. I need to become conqueror of the five elements of matter, apart from becoming conqueror of vices. So it is conquering senses and sense organs. So when I attain that mastery over myself, I no more remain subservient to any of the senses, sense organs, elements of matter. I go beyond gravity. So angels are beyond gravity. There is no pull towards this earth. They are human. They are humans, but the feet of their intellect doesn't touch this body, the earth. So I need to practice this form, light form, being double light. I am light and I am in the body of light. And I am in the region of white light. The longer I maintain this consciousness, the longer I can adopt my angelic form. This Brahmin form slowly, slowly will merge. So let us first of all, for a few minutes, invoke our own angelic form, enter into the angelic region, experience ourselves being an angel. Just light form, double light, in the region of white light, the feet of the intellect lifted beyond the pull of this earth. I am just that pure energy, full of peace, love, power, and I am emitting those those qualities through my whole being. So in in 1 second, let me step away from this body of five elements. Let me move beyond the pull of this earth in the form of light, surrounded by the aura of light. I, the double light form, I enter into the region of white light. In this subtle region, there is total silence. Just the light, I, the being of light, in the body of light, radiating love, peace, power through my whole being. In this white light, in my angel form, I see myself in the presence of Avyakt Baba, I, the angel. I celebrate meeting with the Avyakt form of Bap Dada in front of me through the eyes. I, the angel, I am merged in the drishti, the loving drishti I am receiving from the Avyakt form in the Avyakt region. I hold this awareness of being full, complete, double light, angel in the region of angels. There is total silence. No sound. The longer I hold this angelic form, the easier for me to emerge my deity form. I have moved away from this corporeal worlds into the region of white light, silvery white light, angels' world, to be with Avyakt Bap Dada in the Avyakt region. I am complete. I am full. Now, I slowly become aware of myself. I bring my thoughts back to this corporeal world, holding that awareness of my angelic form. So you can see that the sanskara that each one of us have within us, the original, the beginning sanskara of the cycle, begin to emerge. Each soul has three sets of sanskaras within themselves. To experience my perfect form of being a deity, I need to first of all emerge my original sanskara that I had in the beginning of the cycle. How do you describe that original sanskara? The perfection of a deity is described as all virtuous, completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees complete, double non-violent, the one who follow the highest code of conduct. So as we emerge these sanskaras and begin to live those sanskaras while in Brahmin life, we are honoring our perfect stage. To live with the original sanskaras is like embracing my own deity form in Brahmin life. So when we begin to do that, actually we are adorning ourselves with the decorations of the perfect image. Of course, the perfect image that Baba has given us is Vishnu. Vishnu is actually the combined form of masculine and feminine energy. That's why Lakshmi Narayan combined, which is the combination of both energies together. So when I emerge this original sanskara of mine, automatically you feel the balance of both masculine and feminine energy emerging to make the soul perfect. So I would say that invocation of perfect stage begins with maintaining balance. Balance between both masculine and feminine qualities. That means to become a perfect woman or a perfect man. Nothing is lacking. So I need to step away from the role that I am playing. If you really want to honor your perfect stage, you need to come down. You need to let go of the role that you are playing now, and you become real. That is soul conscious. Why? Because within the soul, there are some qualities which are feminine and some qualities which are masculine. So when I am soul conscious, I invoke all the qualities in my practical life. And when I begin to play my role according to the need, I can emerge the qualities that is required at that time. So I need to practice living in more soul consciousness rather than role consciousness to honor my perfection. See, when we talk about perfection, people think perfectionism, which means that is not really perfect stage. What it means is to be real. And that is what Baba used to teach in the yajna. Many times Baba used to say, today, whole day, you practice yourself being in the combined form. See yourself as Vishnu, four-armed Vishnu, Chaturbhuj. And see others also in the same form as you walk, as you eat, as you do. So Baba taught them to live a life of perfection while in the Brahmin life, keeping the balance of both qualities together, so that we are able to keep the balance. So that is one way we can honor ourselves in this Brahmin life. You know, emerging our original sanskaras, redefining my role and become real and live a life of soul consciousness, which will automatically emerge all the qualities that is necessary for perfection. It is there within us. You know, all of us who have become Baba's children, children of God, when you say God, capital G, we all have a genius that within us, to become gods and goddesses, small g. So you can activate that genius from within you when you are soul conscious. So activating that genius within me and live according to that automatically makes me understand I'm leading a life of perfection. So in this life, I assess myself in seeing my balance. Like for example, Vishnu is shown with four decorations, right? The conch shell, the mace, the discus and lotus. Baba often says that this decoration belongs to you Brahmins. But why is that it is shown to Vishnu? That is our final stage. Now we are effort making. We cannot hold all four decorations at the same time. We hold one and drop the other. Right? You experiment one day and see how long you can hold all decorations together. And the easy way of doing it is keeping the balance of four subjects. Because all these four decorations represents four subjects. So those Brahmins who have kept the balance of the four subjects automatically attain perfection. So what subject the conscience represents? Service. Because when you blow the conch shell, it makes the sound Om. So it is like sharing Baba's knowledge through the mouth. The discus represents the subject of yoga. Spinning the cycle destroys the head of demons. And the mace represents knowledge. It's a weapon to destroy Maya. And lotus flower represents dharana. So every day you can honor your perfect form in this Brahmin life by keeping the balance of four subjects. From the murli, you pick up one point for each subject and keep attention practicing them together. Balance means not at different time, different points, together. And in practical, you will find the accuracy. The proof of balance is accuracy. So accuracy is the forerunner of perfection. So in the future, of course in golden age, everything is perfect. Nature, human beings, animals, everything is perfect in its own way. So that perfection, accuracy comes through balance. So how I can honor my perfection, how I can invoke my perfection in Brahmin life, not just keeping Vishnu image in front of me, but keeping the balance of four subjects. And another interesting experience sometimes Baba speaks in the Sakar Murli is also about the crown, Vishnu wearing the crown, the double crown. You know, the three things actually is important to invoke our perfect stage. The crown, the throne, and the tilak. So how I will honor my perfection is now, in this confluence age, I should always see myself seated in my immortal throne. I should always see myself seated on Baba's heart throne. And that will automatically make me feel being the king sitting on the future throne. And secondly, the tilak of soul consciousness, the tilak of self-sovereignty. No, Baba many times says that those who give the tilak of self-sovereignty, self-ruler, they get the tilak of ruling in the future. You already have the intoxication of being a ruler. In the same way, you know, the crown of purity, the more purity we bring in our life, the more closer you feel towards perfection. Purity plus the crown of prosperity actually reminds us also the crown of responsibility. So actually, if we can experience that feeling of being double crowned. The crown of prosperity means responsibility, and the crown of purity, seated on the immortal throne, the throne of Baba's heart, wearing the tilak, immortal tilak of soul consciousness, you are honoring your future perfect image. I think this is not difficult to do. You know, to hold the four ornaments together while walking and moving around may be a challenge to keep the balance of four subjects. But this three things, to have tilak, the crown, and the throne which Baba has given us, I can experience myself really being the king, the emperor in the future. So it is actually emerging my own original sanskara. You know, like sometimes Baba has conducted this drill, five form drill. You know, Baba had asked us once to practice this drill to invoke that particular stage of the particular age. And I remember when Baba Dada was conducting this drill, when he took us into the golden age, you know, really the feeling was you are living there. I should start living there through my consciousness while I'm here. Then it becomes easy to see myself there. This is what Brahma Baba experienced. You know, every time he used to come to class, no, he had kept Lakshmi Narayan and Krishna's translate in the history hall. Every time he would come inside the classroom, he get the intoxication. Today I am this and tomorrow I am going to become that. You know, and sometimes Baba used to act out the feelings that he had, that how he is going to become a deity. So Baba had that image always in his consciousness. That is why people used to get this, the vision of Sri Krishna, the vision of Narayan through Brahma Baba. It means he did not know they had vision, but he had that consciousness. So I think this is what we need to practice, you know. So first, to experience the liberation in life of the golden age while we are in the confluence age. To experience the, you know, the balance of four subjects while we are in this Brahmin life. To immerse the balance of masculine and feminine qualities, so that we are perfect. Nothing is lacking. So once we, each one of us, I think we become real woman, real man, that is the perfection coming closer. Because now we call it real man, real woman, but in golden age we call them deities, perfect beings, highest elevated human beings. So these three pictures should be clear in front of me. It's like three dresses. You know, this is Brahmin dress, white dress. And we all know this is our dress. Then I need to have my angel dress in front of me. I should see it through the mirror of knowledge. And then I also see my deity dress, my perfect dress, on the screen of my mind. Can you? Can each one of you take a piece of paper and draw your dress how it looks like when you put it on. So then when we practice the exercise of being Brahmin, stepping into the angelic dress, and then from angelic dress to deity dress, it's easy. Because first it should be in front of me. Even physical dress, before we wear it, we see it in front of us, isn't it? And then we remove it and we put it on. So we need to practice this dress changing exercise. 1 minute I am a Brahmin. Next minute I am an angel. So when you change the dress, your address must change. Right? When you change your address change. That means when I am in my Brahmin dress, I am in the confluence age. When I am in the angelic dress, I am in the subtle region. When I am in the deity dress, I am in the golden age. So I bring my perfect form closer to me. So if I keep on practicing this exercise, when I have to be practically one day, I can wear the dress and I can have it permanently. But I must see it clearly on the screen of my mind. So I would like you to spend a few seconds maybe visualizing, if not drawing on the piece of paper, but visualizing your angel dress, angel form. Invoke it. Come close to it. And then visualize your deity form, your perfect dress. Whether an emperor, empress, whatever, you know, even though Lakshmi will have two hands, Narayan will have two hands only, but they are perfect beings. But they have the qualities of perfection in their life. Vishnu is only shown as a symbol. There is nobody in the subtle region called Vishnu. It's only for the sake of vision that is shown in the subtle region. It is the same Brahma soul become Vishnu. Vishnu becomes Brahma. And that is why in the path of bhakti, they have shown that, you know, Brahma emerging from the navel cord of Vishnu. What it means is the 84th birth of Vishnu, that is Narayan, is Brahma's birth. So we have the genius within us. Just like Brahma Baba's soul was the soul of Krishna, so that intoxication became more and more the more he activated that consciousness. So you need to activate the consciousness, activate the original sanskar of you being a deity. Then you will see, you begin to live in that way. You walk, you eat, you talk, everything like a deity would do. So then others will have the vision of each one of us being coming close to our perfect stage. So it's like giving myself that kind of opportunity to be that myself, accepting myself. I was that, I am that, and I will be. You know, this is what the Vishnu image said to Brahma Baba. The first vision he had was Vishnu, and it spoke to Brahma Baba and said, Aham Vishnu Chaturbhujam Tatitvam. That means, I am the form-armed Vishnu which you are. And the same blessing Baba also gives us. Each one of us are image of perfection, which is Vishnu, we are. So I just need to accept believe and live with that, then you see the magic that happens in our life. So we don't need to go through a lot of laboring. It's just a matter of invoking, emerging, and living with that sanskara. Whatever sanskara you have, that is the embodiment you become. So you don't need to fight to overcome, what you call acquired sanskara. The more you emerge your original sanskara, the acquired sanskara will automatically merge. So let us start accepting ourselves and invoking, emerging, and living a life of golden age while we are in the confluence age. So when I leave my body, the soul carries the sanskaras and then return with that stage of perfection. So in this last meditation, we practice the three forms. First of all, Brahmin form. We appreciate our Brahmin life, how beautiful, how valuable, how precious this Brahmin life is, that God Himself has adopted us, made us as His direct creation. We appreciate Brahmin life first, Brahmin form, and then slowly we invoke our angelic form, which is the form of light. So the more you are merged in the love of Baba, the more you are lost in His love, you go beyond the consciousness of the body easily. Your feet of the intellect is lifted and you begin to feel yourself flying, moving upwards into the region of white light. And there you see yourself in the double light form, just light and light all around, like the sun. Enjoy being in your angelic dress. Enjoy being in the atmosphere of that subtle presence of Avyakta Baba. Many times we ask, how far is subtle region from here? All of us say, one second. How far is Bap Dada from here? We say, one thought. And it is true. You change your consciousness, you change your abode. You change your dress, you change your address. So I have to do it with 1 second. I need to practice. So that is why this body dress should be very loose. If you have the body in the form of dress which is tight, you cannot enter into the different stages quickly. So practice, every morning when you wake up, consider yourself to be an incarnation. Not coming from Parandham, just adopting this dress to play the part of giving God's message. So I'm an incarnated soul. I come from above and I go back. So your dress will be very loose. Then you can move away from this corporeal into the subtle whenever you want. And then activate your perfect form. The more you hold the angelic form, the easier is it for you to activate, emerge your original form of a deity. So let us experience three forms, enjoy honoring our perfect stage, which we attained last kalpa, and we are getting into that once again. So let us enjoy the next half an hour meditation, moving from Brahmin form to angelic form, to our perfect form of being, four-armed Vishnu, which is Lakshmi Narayan, perfect man and perfect woman. Om Shanti. I just speak a few words so you can pick up from there and move. You can make your own journey at your own pace. Om Shanti. I allow my body to sit comfortably. I become aware of the confluence age, the diamond age. I become aware of my life, Brahmin life, the most valuable life, precious life in this cycle. I am so fortunate that God has chosen me to be His child. I am one out of the multi-millions. This godly intoxication that I have now, being God's child, the direct creation of God, allows me to move away from all attractions. I enjoy these moments, just knowing I am the luckiest, the loveliest soul, child of Baba. I am lost in the love of God. I am merged in the ocean. God's love is such a current that lifts me beyond the consciousness of the body, and I see myself floating as a sparkling light surrounded by the aura of pure light. I, the double light form, I'm entering into the region of white light. I am light and light all around. In my angelic form, I feel myself full and complete. I enjoy this moment of being an angel. In this experience, I feel the presence of an avyakt angel, Bhaktada, in front of me. I go closer and closer, and Baba's arms opens. So I am merged in Baba's arms. Baba's drishti takes me beyond. In my angelic form, enjoy being equal to Baba. Hold your angelic form. Enjoy being an angel. As I dive deep into this experience, my perfect form. My perfect form of being a deity emerges from deep within. I see myself in my deity form. In the land of perfection, I see myself in total balance, harmony. Hold this perfect form. And enjoy. Being one with myself. With nature, with God. I am the highest human being. No defect, no effects, just perfect. This is Madhya Jiva. Holding the image of perfection. Emerging the sanskara of the original self. spirits, total liberation in life. Freedom. Feeling of abundance, total harmony, amongst humans, nature and animals, one family, oneness. Real gold. I am Satopradhan. Confluence age, honoring your perfect form, perpetuous joy. Of being. The real in the swing of supersensuous joy. Having found
Thank you.